This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. We are up streaming on YouTube and Facebook. See who's the first listener to say hello. I'd be that kind of dork.
First.
Yeah.
We do get that almost every day. Somebody's like, first.
Yeah. It's a big thing on my Sasquatch podcast.
Really?
Like, they're always, you have to, oh God, such a dork. You have to say whoop, which is what Bigfoot say.
Oh, they say whoop?
Yeah.
But do they say it like whoop?
Like with an H or no H?
The H would be good. Whoop.
Wait, that's
whoop.
Whoop. That's the noise they make?
Yes.
How many whoops in a row?
Oh, could be many. But to be the first one on Sasquatch, you just have to do one whoop.
Yeah, all right.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
What if they were like, what if they said, hey-o? What if that was their letting you know I'm here thing? Like,
whenever you said David.
David.
Oh, I can't even play it. We can't use the hotkeys right now.
Oh,
or else
no.
I would play it.
Wait. What if it said, but wait a minute, bro.
Yeah, I was listening to it one time, and a guy goes, yeah, like, I have this Bigfoot that lives on my property, and he stands just outside of my sight, but he's learned my name. And he goes, David.
Yeah.
Come on, David.
Look at this, David. We got a David that's the winner.
Yeah, David S. Ryan. Welcome to the show, buddy. Big blonde Dan. Dork. Love it. You're not a dork when you know you're a dork.
That's a good point. Yeah, self-awareness, I think, takes away the dorkiness.
Total.
Yeah. At least that's what I tell myself.
You know what's bothersome is when you have somebody who's, like, really attractive and clearly not. And like, I'm such a nerd. Mm. I'm such a... No, you're not.
Oh,
stop
yeah.
doing that.
That's stolen nerd valor.
Oh, my God. It is such... Oh.
Stolen valor.
Yes.
Oh, like the hottest person you've ever seen. Like, I'm such a dork.
As a lifelong nerd slash dork, I'm the same way. I get offended.
Oh, it bothers me.
Like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
And you know you're not. You're only saying it because you know deep down you're not.
You haven't lived it.
That's right. It is absolutely stolen nerd valor.
That's a social media thing, which I'm sure Rachel is, like, you can attest to this too, especially with, like, some, like, women accounts where there are some objectively pretty striking women in some pretty revealing clothing. And they're like, I just, like, don't feel confident. I'm like, I think you do. I think if I've never been confident enough to wear that outfit.
Where's this place you're seeing?
Like, which account
what's
is that?
What's her at?
What's her at?
Just like to help fellow nerds, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
People with insecurity.
She wants to help with her confidence.
I feel like you are confident.
Let's see here. Wally is listening from Uganda.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was wondering if he was being serious or not.
Virtual production says, what if you honestly feel like you are a dork? So what about that? An empirically attractive, talented person who legitimately feels like a dork.
I don't believe you.
Let's define
it
though. Like,
it depends on dork.
What do you say is a dork? Mm-hmm. Is it somebody like? Is that if they're like they have a bug collection? Does that make you a dork?
Okay, I think there's a couple levels.
Is it a look? Is it a vibe? What is it?
I think there's a couple levels. I think that anyone Janelle is very attractive. She's a huge comic book person, right? Mm-hmm. So I think you can be attractive and have nerd tendencies. Mm-hmm. But I think that for a real badge, you have to suffer some societal angst. Like me going through junior high, I earned my bones.
Yeah.
Right? And so even if I got out of my nerddom at some point, I got my certificate. I graduated. But I think you have to, would you guys agree? I think you have to suffer some.
You have to
some...
be legitimately made fun of to where it makes you, like, I think it upsets you in order to call yourself that.
Well said.
Because if you've been good looking your whole life and everything is great and nobody's ever thought that of you, but then to say, like, I'm such a dork, look at me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, stop it.
Humble brag.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Steve's listening from Pensacola, Florida. Go Navy. Thank you, Steve. I'm digging the stream. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
It's a lot of fun.
And so far, we've only had to ban one person.
Yeah, and just so you know, Wheels is the banner. But and the only thing that will really get you banned is being just mean for no reason,
yeah,
or trying to talk about politics incessantly in a mean way.
Yeah, and when we're not too, right? Like, yeah, if we're talking about nerddom and you're like, can't believe this guy did this. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
See ya.
Like, that's it.
No hijacking of anything, right? And no fighting with each other. You know, that we've had a couple of those.
Yeah, lots of rules.
No, seriously, we had people that were starting to get enraged. Didn't we have that? I think it might have been, Dave, after you took off for the appointment, where there were people that were starting to snipe at each other.
That's what caused it.
And we're like, hey, listen, you going to do that? I'm going to shut you down.
Got that power.
Ooh, I'm so much bigger than everyone else.
Yeah, because I wanted to put Andrew on there, too.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think that's the only way we can have five PMs.
Yeah, I like that Andrew is in the bottom left corner of the screen.
It's, yeah.
Bottom right.
What does that mean?
Speaking of nerddom, Andrew, how was your weekend at Magic Con?
It was super fun.
What was the best looking person there?
Oh, boy.
Say your wife.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Wife. Yeah, she.
Trying to help him out.
Good job, Rage. Good job, Rage. Looking out. Good looking out.
I was going through all the actual actresses and celebrities that went, and I'm like, Becca Scott's very pretty. And then
I was
like, oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a ton of people that love to play Magic the Gathering. It's very popular.
Did you say, was this a combo Magic the Gathering and D&D conference, or no? Did I make that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the same company that publishes both. They're both Wizards of the Coast that was bought by Hasbro a handful of years ago. And so they're under the same umbrella, and they're very closely tied, you know, products in general.
And D&D has been around forever.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, since I was a kid.
Yeah,
since I was a kid, and I'm older than you.
Late 70s, early 80s.
And it's still hugely popular with young kids.
Yep. More popular than ever.
My daughter plays.
Oh, God, I'm probably older than D&D, aren't I?
Yes, you are, but, like, it was still when you were a kid.
Yeah, like late 70s, you know.
I don't know how I do. Money. I was going to say, I don't know how I avoided D&D and comic books and all those things, but it was because my mom and dad didn't buy me stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm.
So otherwise, I'd have been deep in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get into it until later in life, maybe like, you know, 2016-ish, somewhere in there. But no, it was a super awesome, wonderful time. It was a total, we took the train up.
You had no train violations?
You didn't go to train jail?
No train trouble. I did not get in train trouble. We had to share the convention complex with the Midwest Dentists Midwinter Meeting.
Oh,
nice!
Which is
speaking of nerds,
crazy specific. And they hated us because they were all like, it was like tech bros. It was all like guys.
So they were the cool kids
in like skinny suits. Yeah, no, we were the cool kids.
Well, no, but they were acting like it.
They were they're like fake dentists.
Were they dentists or orthodontists?
Orthodontist.
I guess I don't know.
Why were they fake dentists?
Because it was like, I think they were all like mostly salespeople, right?
Selling dental equipment?
Yeah, like trying to. But their conference looked more fun than ours. Ours was just like, ours was pretty like low to the ground. They had like big lights in the sky, you know, lighting everything. Because they're trying to sell you stuff at the Midwest Dental Association Midwinter Meetings.
What was yours mostly?
Well, I mean, ours, you know, it had a lot of like vendors and stuff. There was vending. There was the basement of the convention center was all tables for people playing, so they could have, you know, tens of thousands of people.
Did they have a booth where they showed the men there what naked women look like?
See,
Ronji got it.
I got it.
Matt, see, guys, it's mainstream, guys.
This is a boob.
It's mainstream, guys. It's cool now. This is what we were talking about with the nerdiness just a few minutes ago. These punches don't land anymore. This is what the cool kids are doing now.
They don't. Wait, is this one like a where you would dress up? Where people dressed up as the characters?
Yeah, cosplay.
Sure, some people did.
Did they?
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't.
I had a friend who supported his daughter. And the mom and the dad and the daughter all dressed up and went to, like, the Comic-Con or whatever it was that was here.
That's pushing my limit.
They all did it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do that either.
I do want to see
it. Not a dress-up guy.
I really want to see a Comic-Con once.
You should come with me next year. Go to Magic-Con with me. It's fun. It's a total blast.
No, Comic-Con. I don't go to Magic-Con. I want to go to Comic-Con.
It's what different. Who's cooler?
Didn't they have something like that here, like
Wizard World.
There, 10 years ago?
Wizard World.
Mm-hmm. Was that the one down at the
Conventions?
Dome?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I went to that.
I would think that the Magic Con is cooler because you're like the Navy SEALs of nerds. Like, Comic Con is more for everybody.
A lot of guys there that look like Navy SEALs.
No, you're talking about like it's the serious ones only. Yeah, yeah. Because the Comic Con's going to get the casuals like me.
Yeah, not Navy SEALs. They look like actual SEALs.
I do got to say, I was so upset by how many guys I saw. They were wearing like flip flops or whatever. It's like, bro, come on, put your toes away. Come on.
Yeah. It's February, man.
It's February
in Chicago
and there's like 50,000 people in this convention center. Put your toes away. I don't want to see
them. What's the coolest thing you saw?
Boy, that's a really good question.
Your wife.
Oh, yes, wife.
What's the coolest thing you saw, or did you see anything cool?
It was nice to see. There were a lot of great artists there, like, you know, artists who illustrate the game. So it was fun to see. You know, a lot of those people, and then like people you watch on YouTube like every day or whatever, just sort of bumping into them.
It's
as
weird
you
to
walk
see them in
the
three dimensions, isn't it?
Yeah, just like bumping into them as you walk through the convention center or whatever, and being
and
like,
you
oh,
had
yeah,
like a
person.
Big celebrity, a magic person sniff your food.
Yes, yes, Josh Lee Kwai, who's one of the most popular magic YouTubers. Megan and I had a hot pot dinner date on Saturday night, just the two of us. And so we went to this hot pot place that was next to our hotel, and I see him come in because we're pretty close to where the like check-in area is, you know, where you'd wait for your table. So I see him come in, and I tell Megan, I'm like, "Oh, that's Josh Lee Kwai. You remember him?" And she's like, "No, not at all. You're a loser." and so he got seated with his, I think he was with like his wife and, you know, some family members or something. So I'm sitting there, and I'm right by the extras bar. So how hot pot works is that you get a soup base, they boil it at your table, and then you can get some meat and, you know, veggies and stuff to throw in and cook. And then there's like an extras bar behind you that all kinds of stuff, like lotus roots and oranges and all kinds of fun stuff. So he's waiting for that. He's waiting for them. My stomach just grumbled.
I heard it. I was just going to go right past it. So.
I skipped lunch. My tummy's a little grumbly. And so he was coming by to get into that line, and he's like leaning over the table, like smelling the food. And I was like, "Oh, hey, man." He's like, "Smells really good." And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, it is. It's really good."
Did you ask for his autograph?
No, because I didn't want
kind of thing.
I didn't want to bother him.
I wish you could have made that sound
he just made
when he was looking at your food.
I didn't have to. I was eating. I was fed and full. But I messed up because hot pots are already pretty expensive. And what I did not realize, because it wasn't listed anywhere, is that all the extras, I had like 7 oranges for no reason. I was going insane on the extras bar. I did not realize that the extras are, in fact, extra. This ain't Chipotle. And so when we got the bill, it was like $140.
Dude.
And we're like, how could this be possible? We kind of counted up. We had a rough idea of what it would be. And then it turned out, none of that was.
You should have gone to the place I told you, man.
Yeah, Ronji said, I tell him before I go, I'm like, yeah, it's really great because we're staying in this convention center complex. There's a sky bridge from the hotel. Now, I did mess up the sky bridge a little bit because we had to walk 20 minutes either way because we were on complete opposite ends of the complex. But I never had to go outside, never had to set a foot outside. Everything I could just get to from the sky bridge. Super convenient, super easy. Chris texts me at like 3:30 on Saturday afternoon and is like, "You know where you gotta go? You gotta go to this deli that's like 10 minutes away from you."
It was 5.
That's where you gotta go.
It's a good spot.
Why do you seem mad about that?
I know. Why are you upset?
Because I guess I didn't get him the suggestion sooner.
No, it's because I already told you what the plan was, and I was like, yeah, the plan's going to be great. I'm never setting foot outside the hotel.
All right, well.
And then Chris is like, well, you know what you really should do?
And you pay $140 for hot pot then.
Leave the hotel. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would. Because, frankly, it wasn't even all that good.
Told
it was fine, but we couldn't have a lot of the stuff that Megan wanted because she was allergic to it. What's up, Rich?
How was the fat pour?
The fat pour was spectacular. Spectacular spot.
What is the fat pour?
It's like a sports bar.
Yeah,
it's actually
P O U R.
Yeah, it's actually called fat pour.
Wilson and I thought you really thought it was a pour.
Yeah, no, everybody did. We did the same thing.
That's judgmental.
Where's the fat and pour?
We were like, he tells us it's a fat pour. We looked at it like, what? That's pretty rude.
That's rude.
Yeah, well, because I thought it was funny because the other place was like a very fancy European place called Apollonia. That's crazy expensive, and hot pot's crazy expensive. And then this place called Fat Pour. And I was like, yes, that's my spot. I need fat pour.
That was good.
It was delish. And I think Chris's friend owns it. So shout out to whoever that is.
Eric.
Eric, hey.
Is that the stripper?
It is not the stripper. That guy he's a teacher now.
Nice.
The stripper is a teacher.
Was the stripper the raw meat guy?
That's him.
Easy.
Yep.
Yeah,
nope,
that's his stage name.
Loaded question.
Yeah.
Adams on Facebook says he watched some of the tournament. I did too. I watched it all coming home yesterday. I did not participate because I'm not good enough yet. I'm still working on it.
There you go.
Good for you.
Yeah. Glad you had limitations. Fun.
Welcome back, guys. 124 DGS and KMOX. So, as I told you guys, my TikTok algorithm now thinks that I'm a doctor. And so 90% of what I'm getting is like, hey, I just did a laparotomy. Am I right? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you're feeling. And I really have just given into, I'm a third year resident. And one of the things I like the most is when they are setting up the operating room. Even though I would be terrible at that because I have no attention to detail, but there's something satisfying about watching it happen. So when I walked in the studio today, getting ready to go on, I took about a 30-second video of what we do, which we're going to post here in a little bit, and it's a lot like that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dave.
Setting up the OR?
Yes, very much so.
So, okay.
Getting all the scalpels.
Yeah.
Getting all the anesthesia right.
What Amy was going to say is enjoying your KFC lunch is very similar.
We had it today.
See?
Amy shamed you guys on the air today during our. Yes, you did.
I just said it would be weirder if I didn't notice.
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't.
It would.
Wouldn't be weirder. No.
It might be weirder if you didn't notice, but it wouldn't be weird if you just didn't comment.
She said today on the show, and I don't know why you all were catching strays. There was no reason for it, but she said,
"Well, she I mean,
said,
we do." Earn
she
some
said
of that.
The thing about like how it would be weirder if she didn't notice, and she's like, "It's just a lot of KFC."
7 days
I mean,
a week.
See,
gotta eat something. So
there we go. Okay.
She can't help it. Here we go. She can't help it.
It's mind blowing to me.
Andrew's not amused.
But says the person, though, that will admittedly eat a cake in the car in the parking lot of the grocery store.
Yeah.
But she doesn't do it every day.
That's normal.
I think if you
gotta hear her blasting whipped cream all over her coffee
wild,
all morning.
Yeah.
I just think, listen. I think it's more fun if everyone lives in a glass house if we all throw stuff. That makes more sense to me.
Actually, kind of like that.
Yeah, but we're standing outside your house with stones. There's nothing to throw at.
It's been knocked down.
It's like, so she eats a whole cake now and then.
Oh my God, this lady.
Well,
it does get in my head.
Mine too. I thought Colonel Sanders fought in the Civil War. He didn't.
No.
No.
I thought he was a colonel. You thought he was actually a colonel?
And he kind of has an old-timey outfit on, so yeah. I thought he did.
That's
and
how they still dress in the South.
Everybody. Just a bunch of colonels.
Yeah. Colonel Sanders put brother against brother in the darkest period in our nation's history, and then he went and made some chicken.
It's like when Andrew thought I met the real Mark Twain.
Yeah. That was a low point.
What was he like, Dave?
I was like, was the real Mark Twain?
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday, 1:32. Amy quit. She's gone.
That was like, it. That was her, one huh? too many KFCs.
Couldn't stand the heat.
Actually, I think she went to KFC.
Wouldn't that be great?
Do they still make those chicken littles?
Sure do.
Oh yeah.
Man, I haven't had one of those in ages.
We could hook you up tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. There's always one right downstairs, Ronj.
Is that why it's always here?
That's why it's always here. Oh, she's back. Oh,
look who decided to wander back in.
Hey, speaking of little mini chicken sandwiches, you know what's amazing?
What's that?
Those little, whatever they're called at Chick-fil-A, the little tiny ones with a chicken nugget. It's like a biscuit.
I don't know
about
these.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Oh, yeah, they're just like little, don't look at me.
What's that called?
I don't know. They're just like little, they're just like little slider biscuit things.
Yeah, they're good, man.
But they're smaller than that even.
Yeah.
Smaller than sliders.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
Yes. I can't remember what it's called.
I don't know, but everything at Chick-fil-A is good, though. So their breakfast is phenomenal.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Amy's like,
she came back.
What are you
still
eating?
Talking about?
What are these
chicken?
Fats talking about?
What else are we supposed to talk about?
He's fats.
The fats.
She's fats.
I guarantee you, in her inner monologue, she's calling us fats.
We're the fat pores.
Yeah,
we're fat pores.
Look at these fats pouring themselves into their clothes.
Well, actually, I was trying to get the cookies out of my teeth.
Thank you for your honesty.
The icing as well as the cookie.
See, yeah. We are fine with that.
Yeah.
We accept you fully.
So fully because all you do is eat KFC.
She can't just leave it alone.
She can't.
Dude, it's so funny. Like, that's Amy's line. Amy's line in the sand is fast food, but like, I'll eat all the cakes and cookies.
Anyway. You are darn right. Remember the glass house, Kevin. We all live in them. Let's all throw stones.
I can imagine somebody listening to this show, maybe in their car. They just pulled through KFC. They've parked, and they're eating, listening, and they get sad because of what she's saying, and they just spit their food out.
What about someone who just bought a birthday cake and is eating that in the car and feels validated?
Nobody does that but you.
I do that.
Yeah,
just you.
Just you, Amy.
So then, and also, Ronj has a fat guy podcast.
Oh, my friends do. Yeah.
And they were very impressed that I keep birthday cake in my freezer at all times. It's an emergency cake.
Yeah, but your thing is cute.
Yeah, it's cute because she's like extremely fit.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, she runs, she eats marathons, the cake. But she just ran 30 miles.
This is the hot girl calling herself a nerd.
No, it's not.
It's the equivalent. I'm not saying you're the hot
hands,
girl.
Show of hands.
Rachel's the hot girl eating KFC.
But she's legit.
But she's not judging anybody is the point.
Mm. Yeah, she's not stealing valor.
Right.
Yes, you're exactly stealing.
Wait, she's
about,
went,
Amy's like,
she's about
that life.
Too. Like, no, you're not.
Amy's
no,
stealing
not
the fat valor.
Rachel's a tiny, hot, attractive lady eating KFC. How am I not the cake version of that?
Because you're stealing the fat valor.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Rachel happens to be incredibly thin, but she's about that life. She eats the KFC.
He's correct. And I'm trying to change currently.
She gets the Taco Bell dipping burritos and stuff. It is.
Yeah. She just happens to be incredibly thin and attractive, but she's about that life.
There's no stolen valor.
She is our one. If we have beef with another fat poor gang, we send her up. And they're so distracted. She gets whatever she wants. Yeah, like your thing would be like if someone went to the East Side once a year, as opposed to us going four times a week.
Yeah,
right.
You go East Side once a week.
Where do you think we get the chicken?
Yeah, we gotta hit the buffets before they close.
Yeah, you go for the food.
Is it still? I'm sorry. Is PT still a thing?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It was.
Where were the most beautiful girls in the world?
The place I used to go in Alaska, because they would fly them in.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well,
because of the pipeline guys.
I met the most beautiful girls in the world.
Yeah,
not those pipeline guys.
Yeah, Ron, he likes the trafficking people.
Is that the name of it?
The trafficking people.
No,
it's painted on the side of the building.
What is?
East Side, the most beautiful girls in the world.
Oh, I thought you were asking a legit question.
No, yeah. It was not. No.
Oh, oh, oh.
It could be false advertising.
I just know
all of us are like, well, which best strip clubs have we been to?
Well, when they said Alaska,
the ones in Miami
I was like, the Inuits?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
What's wrong with the Inuits?
Nothing. I just didn't expect you to be
Andrew.
Going to Inuit strip clubs.
Neither did I.
I do love that you answered that question earnestly.
Yeah.
In Alaska.
I'm trying to help out.
I was like, was it Windsor or Miami?
No, remember. When I was in Alaska, in any given bar we went to, I was typically the third most attractive woman there.
Oh.
Yeah. Just a bunch of pipeline guys with money to spend.
Isn't it like a 10-to-1 ratio dudes to ladies?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
That wouldn't be good.
No. Not good odds.
Yeah, you learn to live with it.
It's like... I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Oh, boy.
Have any pipeline guys?
No.
Any port in a storm?
No.
That's
any port in a storm?
I'm not even sure what that means.
Wait, did he say what? I don't
any
understand.
Any port in a storm?
Whatever's available.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever you got.
I thought you said any important storm.
Oh, no.
No.
Like
think of a ship. A ship, when the storm comes in, you got to get to shore. The closest port to get to it.
But a haboob is an important storm. That's a dangerous one.
Scary. Don't want to
get to find a port in that storm.
Yeah, you too.
Don't want to get haboobed.
No.
That would be a great name for a strip club in the desert, though.
Haboobs?
Haboobs.
Two haboobs.
There has to be a haboobs.
He's going to look it
with
up.
With a Z, though, like haboobs. Like.
That would be two jokes at once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Let's see. Haboobs strip club.
He's Googling this.
And we're all just watching.
I know.
But he's doing it on his phone instead of...
Yeah, and it's not the work computer, But it is still research.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. It's for on-air product.
Mm.
Nothing?
No.
Let's get that, Ron.
That's your next business venture.
The first response is Yelp 10 best strip clubs near Clayton, Missouri.
Clayton's got some.
That's what it is.
I knew it had gone downhill a little bit.
And then
but,
the second,
there was 20
the
of them.
Top 10.
Yeah.
The second entry is Bottoms Up Strip Club in Brooklyn, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've heard they have strip clubs there.
Yeah, they got a huge Instagram following.
Do they?
Yeah. 28,000 followers.
Wow. Mm.
Anyway, there in case you need a place to go.
Now we know.
They do say that some strip clubs have great food.
I could be making this up, but back...
I'm sure they do.
In my career, in my 20s, we used to go for lunch, and I always heard it was catered by Kimmel's. They had like a buffet.
Oh, whoa.
They had a buffet, and it was really good.
That'd have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What was the place that had the...
The one in Atlanta's got the wings?
The lemon pepper wings.
Who was the guy that got in trouble for
that? It was an NBA player.
NBA player got in trouble because he was... Because wasn't he in trouble or something, and he wasn't supposed to be...
I felt like he was skipping practice or something.
Yeah, something like that. It was all, you know, it was maybe it was late night, like before a day before a game or something like that. And he's like, I just had to have those wings. Like, sure you did, buddy. You couldn't have sent someone out to go get them for you. They're better in person. There's a guy on TikTok who goes to like clubs and like reviews the lunch offerings.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's fun.
What's his name?
Do you think you can order takeout?
I can't say his name because it's not safe for the air.
It was Lou Williams.
That's not his name.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get takeout. It's somewhere like that. No.
Oh, okay.
I think they want to, that's the whole thing. They want to keep you there.
That's a good point.
During COVID, they closed the strip clubs, so they had like drive-through strip clubs.
Oh, that's what it was. It was during the bubble, and that's why he was in trouble because he left the bubble
to go to
the strip club to get the wings.
That's right.
Allegedly.
Okay.
They just brought the poles outside, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't understand the logistics of how it worked.
Because they went through the drive-thru, they know they got food, and then there were poles.
I had an idea back in my 20s. When you would leave the strip club, there was always a guy cooking outside.
Yep.
And he was always cooking dogs and burgers and charging a fortune, and you were drunk and you just paid it anyway. And my idea was to get those little red barns that they sell, like in Menards, and have attractive ladies selling the hot dogs and the burgers.
Outside the strip club?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Why
I just don't have any stick-tuitiveness, so I never put that together.
Mm. Yeah. Places like that do exist. There's like bikini drive-thrus for like hot dogs and coffee.
Or
whatever. Yeah.
There's like a Twin Peaks for coffee and hot dogs.
Where is there a bikini drive-thru for hot dogs and coffee?
Well, this one isn't like, because there was that news story about the guy who was caught doing things to himself that he shouldn't have been doing as he went through the drive-thru. And they videoed him, and then he ended up taking his own life because he was going to get shamed on the internet.
That,
jeez,
that was worth that.
There was a huge news story. I don't know.
Turn.
Damn.
But anyway, that place is still
there.
We're
all sitting here laughing, and the next thing you know, I was like, yeah, he killed himself.
Yeah, I forgot about how the story ended when I started telling it. I was like, remember there was that hilarious story? And then it's, whoops.
What would you call the drive-through strip club coffee place?
Would
it be Skahooters?
Skahooters is pretty good. Yeah.
Well, hey, I mean, Hooters is bankrupt, right? So you can maybe get that name.
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. I looked up how the logistics of the drive-thru strip club worked, and the performers would wear masks and dance behind a barricade.
Yeah, they press it
and
up
you
against
would watch
the glass.
From the car.
Behind a barricade, like Wilson in Home Improvement.
Yeah, that is. No, but it would be see-through, Amy. Otherwise, what's the point? Oh, look at those eyes.
It's just a hat going up and down.
I bet she's really hot.
That is like post-apocalyptic.
Occasionally you'd see the feet, you know, upside down. Dude.
I would call mine Milk Milk Lemonade.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
Quit drilling you. Hit oil.
Okay.
Now they can see Amy's face when she like moves her mic away, like she won't get in trouble.
Yeah, Amy's like, I'm done. I'm out.
And you don't have to wonder what's on the menu.
Not going
to
lie, that quieted me down too.
It's taken care of for you. Milk, lemonade, fudge, we got it all.
Okay. And there you go. And this is what Andrew does.
Andrew.
I bend it and then he breaks it.
What? That's true. You know what you did.
I got my high register back.
The good thing, though, is when you break it, then I'm no longer in trouble for bending it. So
yeah.
Takes all the heat off Dave.
It's like, woo.
I depend on it. He'll say fudge. I know it will.
Speaking of coffee and lemonade, I miss that place downstairs, Catalyst.
Sadly.
Because they had that really good, in the summertime, the coffee lemonade thing, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah. That was yummy.
I loved that
drink. I liked it.
Man, we saw something crazy today, didn't we?
Yeah,
that little walk.
That man.
Yeah, there's a guy out there, obviously in some sort of trouble, and he was just screaming his head off, and he had a backpack. He was kicking across the street, and it's bad. And that's one of those, like, I feel bad for not calling 911. But I don't know what
they
would do.
But, I mean, he wasn't doing anything illegal.
No, he wasn't hurting anyone.
He was just unpleasant to be around.
He just seemed like, I was just worried about him.
Yeah, for sure.
And us. Do you know a guy sucked on my neck? A homeless guy.
When?
2 years?
Yeah.
3 years? Mm-hmm. We were taking our walk, and we were across the way in the little park that the homeless people were staying at that time. And this old guy comes up to me, and he's obviously super high or super drunk or something. And he's jabbering, and I know he's asking for money. So I gave him a $20 bill, and I still to this day don't know whether he felt like I was paying him for neck sucking or if he was just so over
grateful.
But he puts his arms out to hug me, and I'm like, what am I going to do, not hug a homeless person? I'm not that guy. So I hug him. Next thing you know, he's latched onto my neck.
Nice.
Yeah. So I shove him away, not in a, like, I'm going to kick your ass way, but just like...
Bro. Yeah.
And then he says something about the lady, and it's like, okay, it's time to go. But I'll be honest with you, though, not being a woman, and the guy couldn't have assaulted me anymore because he was small and old and wasted, but I have some sense... of what that feels like.
Yeah.
Like, it was gross. And how long did we not take walks?
It was a while.
Yeah. Like, it was just like, nope.
Oh, my God.
No thanks.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
It was here.
It was here.
Right outside.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is not good.
Yeah. Andrew, you got anything to add to that one?
Nothing on the top of my head.
Okay. No fudge jokes?
No lines to cross?
Anything like that happen at the convention you were at?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Not that I saw.
What happened to MagicCon?
Yep.
Stays. Yeah. The guy's dancing with my girl. That's
fine. I know I'm all pretty well. Welcome back, 152 DGS. I just remembered this memory today when I was probably junior high, early high school. We would get together, my friends and I, who are all athletes, and we would play pickup football at the grade school. And across from the grade school was this house where all these ne'er-do-wells lived in South Roxana, right? So, like, shirtless, smoking, potheads, long hair, greasy, terrified of them. We were all terrified of them. And one day we were playing, and a representative came over from the house, and they're like, hey, we have a team. We're going to play you guys. And I was like terrified. I mean, they probably have knives. Like, this is going to be so terrible. And within a couple of series, it was clear they had never thrown a ball before.
Oh, yeah.
And they had no skill, no athletic ability, and we just killed them. And there's nothing to the story more than that. It was just like how wrong you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Based on that appearance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, we just thought they were going to whip us. And they were just awful. No athletic ability at all.
Yeah. Really takes the sting out of it, doesn't it?
It did. It really did. And we kind of became friends with them a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Never afraid of them again.
And then another time, this was when I was a senior, there was a kid I'd grown up with who was big and he was a bully. And he had said something mean to my girlfriend at the time. And then it was like one of those things like, oh, Dave's going to fight this guy after school. And I had always been afraid of that. More the attention than the fighting, like when people gather for a fight. So Mr. Redden, the PE teacher, Bill Redden, caught wind of this. And he took us, me and this bully, out of class last period, took us to the wrestling mat, and he's like, I hear the two of you want to mix it up. Well, you're going to mix it up here, and I'm going to be the referee. And so we wrestled 5 or 10 minutes, and although he was bigger than me, I was able to pretty much hold my own because I was a better athlete than he was. But to this day, I'm thankful to him for doing that. And if you did that today, you'd probably be sued, right? Like, someone would sue and someone would have broken an arm or something. But back in, like, 1982, that was awesome.
you didn't have to deal with the crowd.
Well, didn't have to deal with the crowd.
You get it out of your system, right?
Yes.
In a setting where nobody's really going to get too badly hurt because there's a grown person watching.
Yes.
But think about it. Would you now want that to happen for your kid?
That's a great question.
Yes.
That's a great question.
You would want the teacher to take them out
in that scenario, have them settle it. If you saw and knew, like you were hearing, these two are going to go fight right after school, then yeah, I would have no problem with that.
And if your kid gets hurt in this sanctioned fight or whatever it is, wrestling match.
No, then I might have an issue because you weren't doing what you said you're going to do. You weren't taking care of it. You weren't monitoring it.
I wonder if most parents would agree with that now.
I don't think so.
And
I understand not. Like, I totally get it. And the other part of it would be, too, Dave, how much of a mismatch was it? Because you're making it sound like it wasn't.
No, it was pretty even.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a big mismatch, you can't let it happen.
But I bet in a fight, he would have beat me pretty
bad. And that's kind of the point, right? Because in a fight, it's dirty, in different sets of skills. Something that's supervised is different. And I'm not saying you should do it. I'm saying that as long as it wasn't the other guy's 6'4", 220, and my kid's 5'8", 150, and you're going to let that happen, that I'm going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.